We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
So the simple question is, are you hopeful for this country? Look it up as an adjective, feeling or inspiring optimism about a future event. I think it's complicated. We, in my view, have an adult, a grounded individual, who truly is putting America first, unlike the previous individual who, let's just be really honest, it was always Donald Trump first. It was narcissism. It was shallow. It was, who can I bully? And I will support you as long as you support me. But if you don't, to borrow the show, dead to me. Mike Pence genuflected, put aside his moral beliefs, and supported Donald Trump all along. And then 2 weeks ago, Donald Trump didn't lift a finger when people were coming to kill Mike Pence. So I'm optimistic that we have a president who will work hard. Donald Trump quit. He quit. He wasn't even doing anything the last couple months. Yeah, nothing's going on in the country. That's good. We've passed 400,000 people dead from COVID. Stop with the whiff. Stop with the conspiracy nonsense. We have a country where only 19% of Republicans believe that that Donald Trump lost. And people cite that because they still think you're suckers. The reason why 80% believe that, except they believe these lies that Trump and Pence and Hawley and McConnell and Cruz offered up. We have an economy that with the market, and I'm one who has money in the market. Guess what? Huge, huge percentage of our population doesn't have money in the market. So we can't stop only citing the market. It's great, but that's a relatively small amount compared to a lot of people. We have huge economic issues. We have civil unrest. We had an insurrection 2 weeks ago. So, no, at this point, if I got to say, when Dan is trying to say, well, a little bit of both and nuance, and he's being smart, I said, no, yes or no? No, I guess I'm not. Adam, are you hopeful?
I am hopeful. And it's not just the fact that there's a new, it's not just to having a new president there, and that the person who I just personally is as a character just could not disagree with more has left the office. That has nothing to do with that. I was always hopeful as administrations change, especially coming after one of the darkest days in our history 2 weeks ago today.
Yes.
I mean, there's no denying that. And a level of uncertainty after that happened, not rising to the level of the uncertainty I felt after September 11th, but there was certainly uncertainty there. It's like, God, could we be witnessing the end of our democracy? And certainly we're not out of the woods. I mean, there's still a lot of people who are just, they don't believe in facts. They don't believe in science. They don't believe in government. And there's a lot of work to do to correct that. But I am absolutely hopeful, and that our government is on the right track, and that we as a country are on the right track.
I want to be optimistic, Dan. I want to be hopeful. I'll give, just give you an example here. Wall Street Journal, editorial board member, a couple hours ago Fox, saying there can be no unity as long as Democrats keep talking about white supremacists. I mean, Joe Biden called them out. Thank God. They're the biggest threat to the safety of our country. And they have been for years. According to who? The Trump administration. It's like when Dan, right here, you can't have unity unless, without eliminating impeachment. Yeah, or if you want violence to end, you have to stop impeachment. There's accountability for, as Adam said, our democracy was on the line. The more I consume this, it's hard for me to fathom how we didn't have more people killed 2 weeks ago. Thank God some of these folks were just utterly incompetent. But what do you think on the question at hand, Dan?
In the aggregate, in total, yes, I remain hopeful for this country. I think, you know, in terms of civil unrest and racial equity, I think that's probably our biggest challenge. I think we've made the least progress in that. But when you consider the fact that we had a pandemic in this country, we have a pandemic in this country, unlike anything we've seen in a century, and we managed to be able to come up with a vaccine for it in a record amount of time, that gives me hope. The fact that we actually have an adult at the wheel now who can actually use the wheels of federal government the way that they're designed to in order to battle the pandemic, that gives me hope. When you consider that we had an assault on the democracy of this country unlike anything we've seen in 150 years, over 150 years.
Yeah, long.
And the guardrails of democracy held up. And like the president said today, democracy won. That gives me hope. So, yeah, there are challenges. There are enormous challenges. Are we going to be able to meet all of those challenges to the fullest, to our fullest potential? No, we're human beings. We're fallible. We're never going to be perfect. But, again, in total, big picture, I absolutely still have hope in this country.
Adam, for me, I want to see what happens the first couple months. I want to see some positive action and then the results from the Biden administration, as we talked a lot yesterday in vaccines. I want to see if Republicans who detested Donald Trump the person, but who preferred his policies over Democrats, and they're obviously entitled to do that, if they, with a 50-50 split in the Senate, and we got to make this point a lot, Republicans made some serious inroads in the House. You know, Trump would cite that and say, how could I have not won? Well, because people detest you, Donald. That's it. But there is such a narrow margin. So can Joe Biden show them, yeah, I'm Uncle Joe. I'm the guy who for 30, 40 years has worked with Republicans. Can we see some things getting done, or is it just going to be, excuse me, entrenched, where Mitch McConnell, like he did early in the Obama administration, say, my number one job is to make Joe Biden a one-term president, like he said about Barack Obama. I just need to see the idea that America works, happens. I know it can. I know it should. And that doesn't mean Republicans, Adam, have to then all of a sudden be for raising taxes dramatically and universal health care and changing their views on abortion, a lot of social issues. But having the country head forward, that's where I am. I need to see a little bit of that over 2 months before I can feel more confident.
Yeah, and good luck with that, because, again, we still have primaries and we still have purity tests for both parties, and they still have to raise money to keep running. And until that system changes, I don't see how we get past this digging our heels in the sand and not giving an inch.
Well, then how can we be optimistic then?
I just talked myself out of being optimistic. Thank you very much. I'm no longer optimistic.
Okay, Johnny Raincloud.
America's over. It was a good run. No,
it was.
No, that's
good
but
run.
That's what we have to. And I'm, again, we start with things that can work for both sides. I refer to it again, like I just said yesterday, when President Trump on this very day 4 years ago, we thought, okay, well, that was a little weird, like George Bush said. Well, that was some crazy bleep after the speech, American carnage. So, okay, let's look at some things that we might be able to, and infrastructure, build some roads, repair some roads, put Americans at work on those roads. That, I think, we start with that sort of thing. And they say, look, we work together on this. Let's sit back down on this issue and this issue that we've just have not been able to get any ground for or against in the last several years. Let's try it. Let's make it happen here.
Let's pause. Plenty of texts coming in. 651-989-9226. Are you hopeful for our country at this time? You can also chime in on Twitter, at Chad Hartman Show. Also follow Dan and Adam on Twitter, at Dan Cook, WCCO, at AC830. All right, let's get to plenty of the comments. Are you hopeful for our country? I'm always hopeful in the long, long term, but in the short term, I want to be there. I so want to be there. I'm not yet. Let's look at a lot of comments on Twitter, at Chad Hartman Show, at AC830, at Dan Cook, WCCO. A sense of normalcy and calm. The nonstop tweets cause constant disruption. I don't want to hear from the president every damn day. Should Joe Biden tomorrow, as a practical joke, Adam, just come up with something and say they are the enemy of the country? And then do the smiley face afterwards.
Just kidding. No.
Kidding.
No. I'd find it amusing, but I don't think many of them.
Yeah. Another comment on Twitter. Nope, neither party wants to build unity in the country. The divide started a long time ago and has been building. I'd be much more hopeful if the Senate hearings revealed in great detail how Trump was directly involved in the insurrection, convict him, and kick him out of the political arena forever. Yes, because Trump is gone. No, both sides want to tear down the other. It's either radical left or radical right. Stay in the middle and get run over. We make this point a lot, Adam, that, I don't know, we're somewhere maybe 30 to 50 congressional seats where they're actually competitive.
50 is the term I heard. Yep. So, yeah, the rest are no chancers. It's just so whichever Republican or Democrat wins the primary.
That's it. And now what's happening with that, Adam, is in those races, whichever Republican or Democrat races furthest away from the middle.
Yep.
And, you know, who knows how much of a role Trump will play. And he obviously in the end hurt himself greatly with a lot of people. Not his true core base. They love what he did. But he is going to do one thing, Adam. There's no doubt. He is going to try to come up with candidates who can primary Republicans who did not support him. Now, he also has hinted, and he hints at so many things, about starting another party, the Patriot Party.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't shock me.
It wouldn't shock me either. That's what this – I've been thinking about that for quite a while, about the division, the break in the Republican Party that we would see. I actually thought the Lincoln Project would morph into the Lincoln Party. That's what I was kind of wondering if would happen. But no, it would not. That would not shock me at all.
Can I share my conspiracy theory on that one?
Sure.
Lincoln is still alive.
In fact, he's on line 7.
Yes. He'll be challenging Joe Biden.
Here's my theory. Just as we were saying that Mitch McConnell was rattling the saber with all of his impeachment talk to try and keep the president in line in his last few days in office, I think this notion of the Patriot Party is a lot of saber rattling, because that would pretty fatally split the Republican Party if he did that. And neither the Patriot Party or the Republican Party would have the votes to be a major factor in American politics at that point. So I think this is Trump saying, if you're going to try and marginalize me or push me to the side with this impeachment vote, guess what? This is what I'm going to do, and I'm going to screw over your party if you do that.
I agree with you on one of two. I agree with you that McConnell is never going to vote to impeach Donald Trump, and that was a little bit of trying to protect his butt and prevent him from doing anything crazy. I think we have to remember what a raging narcissist Donald Trump is and the power he has. I don't want that, by the way. I have zero interest in that, in seeing the divide. I believe our country, here's how I would want that. If we then had a couple other parties that emerged, I'd love it if we had, Adam, five or six viable parties as opposed to these two, because they're not sending us good enough people, in my opinion. They just aren't.
Hot take.
But I don't want just the Democrats to have total control.
No.
No interest in that. Zero. More of the tweets. Are you hopeful? Not really. We are devolving as a nation, and it's sad. Not really. I have no belief in either political party and whether they want unity. Unity means they could lose power in an election. They both rely on conflict and division to appeal to their base and remain in office. And this person is not a fan. Normalcy is back. Got to have hope. In fairness, I had hope Trump would do a better job, so it does not always work out. I still remember it was right about this time. It was either a day or two before Donald Trump started or a day or two after when Dan Bolz, who's provided great commentary for The Washington Post for decades on what's taking place, said maybe we really will get an independent president in Donald Trump. And he cited, look at how he really has been. You know, he donated until he went with the birtherism lie, until he went to the race car, right, in a filthy way. He mainly had been a center-left guy. He doesn't need to be beholden to the Republicans. He's talked about infrastructure. There are social issues where, not abortion, but some other areas where he is different from the Republicans. And that was one part of 40 years ago where I had a little bit of hope. I'm like, maybe he will do that. Because I think all three of us philosophically at times think if you can have somebody who's not from either party, who's an independent, who's successful, who he or she would surround themselves with smart people, and we would try to do different things. I know that's appealing to me, but none of that happened. He ran everything through the prism of how does it help me and how does it help my voters? That's it. So, you know, that's where, you know, and there are other, you know, Republicans who love that. One last point. We'll get to more of these in a little bit. I would like to say to some of the more evangelicals in the crowd who and your belief in your God is incredibly important. I'm not trying to slight that in any way, just like others who believe in their God matters every bit as much. And I understand where all of a sudden Donald Trump morphed. He changed where he stood. Let's be crystal clear about that. He saw an opportunity. And all of a sudden, he was pro-life and a number of issues that mean a lot. I hope some of you look in the mirror on character. Doesn't mean you don't still believe in your view of the Bible. By the way, you pick and choose parts of the Bible to hold true, and others you don't. But Joe Biden is someone, he went to Mass today. He attends church all the time. It's not a prop. He's not clueless about the Bible. Decency, character, devout. Dan is someone who speaks more about religion in your life than the three of us. When you look at the pretzel that some of these individuals put themselves into for this guy who no parts of his personal life ever lives up to that. Mm-hmm. I think there's remarkable fraud and hypocrisy. What do you think?
I think you're spot on in that regard. I fight really, really hard to not be a person that points at one person and says you're a Christian and points at another person and say you're not a Christian. The president has challenged me on that vociferously, but I won't do it. I won't do it. If he claims that he follows Jesus, that's I who am I to say different? Having said all of that, the thing about Christians that we need to stop and think about, we're just as fallible as anybody else. And I think sometimes we hold ourselves up a little bit above that, and we're not. We're just as fallible, we're just as subject to sin as anybody else. And one of the chief sins that we fall prey to is lust for power. And when you compromise the character things that you say you hold so dearly, that if a person on the left had done the same things that the president had done, you'd be screaming bloody murder about that individual.
Constantly.
But if you're willing to compromise that because this is your route to power, then you need to reassess some things. And I think, sadly, too many Christian leaders over the past 4 years fell right into that trap and doubled down and tripled down. I'm looking at you, Franklin Graham. I'm looking at you, Robert Jeffries. It was sad, and it hurt my heart. And I pray for those folks, and I pray for the president, and I pray for the former president. There is a way we are capable of better. And certainly, I'm hoping, and again, that goes back to our previous talk, I'm hopeful that the better angels of our nature will surface. So,
well, Adam, I know a texter in the last 10 days was challenging you in your beliefs. And I thought you were strong in a text. Like, who are you to tell me about my beliefs, and you get to affix certain qualities to me, mm-hmm. and you decide that you know me because of that.
Yeah, and same with the, that's anti-American, Who the hell gave you the right that you have a monopoly on who loves America and who doesn't?
Yep.
And what constitutes loving America? Loving something, you want to make it better. And for people who want change, or people who haven't had a seat at the table, who've faced discrimination their entire lives, if they you think they want to make America better? We just say no, and because they want to make America better, they don't love America. And that's the problem. It's sad. It's people have been fed fear and anxiety. I mean, people make millions and billions of dollars scaring the you-know-what out of other people in the guise of news. And it's come, people watch it constantly, and the people, they're constantly told, these are your enemies. And when it's complete BS, and overcoming that is part of the significant challenges we face.
Well stated by both of you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.